Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I can snip off, I suppose, 12 stem bunches of sweet peas each day now from the polytunnel, with the stems a pretty good length. Most of them, where I've kept them well watered, will be about 18 inches long. The scent is pretty good. I've got a high proportion of a variety called High Scent, and it's well named. Really beautiful. It'll fill a room with fragrance. But there, I must get these on the sales table across the road where we're raising money for Marie Curie and get to work on this week's podcast.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
My thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Plants Limited, Pershore, Worcestershire. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, a bit of seasonal advice and hopefully answer some of your gardening quandaries along the way. What a week. We needed rain and have had some now with really heavy downpours. It's making weed control, sowing and planting pretty testing, to say the least. Thank goodness we haven't had to travel into London in the way we would traditionally for these 2 weeks over the Chelsea Flower Show fortnight. If we have a couple of drying days between the heavy storms, it's possible to run the hoe through the 270 rows of our pansy trial very quickly. But boy, if you leave it for a week to 10 days with some bright spells of warm sunshine and then heavy rain, the groundsel and chickweed just get their roots down, and it's a very different story. You know, just push hoeing through light, easily moved soil really keeps the weeds down. But miss doing that for 10 days and, boy, you live to regret it. We need to keep the soil between the rows clean because we have the Fluoroselect calendula trial close on 80 different cultivars to sow between the pansies. And the plan is that as the calendula come up and begin to form buds, so we can very gently start to remove some of the pansies so we get continuous flowering right through the summer. We want, if we can, to have the calendula still in flower early September. And so the plan is to do two sowings. You know, we're sowing now a little later than would normally be, and then we'll sow again in 2 or 3 weeks' time. It's been a pretty busy week. I travelled up to Ipswich over the weekend to check out the Verbena Margaret's Memory, which is being grown to clad one side of the Hyde Hall Pyramid over the next week or two. Do you know, on that 40-mile journey, I counted 15 roadkill monkjack deer on the roadside, plus several badgers. There must be a lot of wild deer out in the countryside to have that kind of count. Whilst I was at Ipswich, the young man, Chris, is just setting up a nursery business and has, I would think, about a tenth of an acre down to sweet peas under glass. Boy, that was a great sight. 6 new varieties, and the cream one looked to me to be pretty good and have some potential. On Monday, a visit was made to Hampshire, first to see Rob and Rosie Hardy, who've built what was to have been their swan song Chelsea Flower Show exhibit on their nursery. There was a good turnout of garden press meeting up for the first time since before lockdown in March 2020. So you can imagine there was a good bit of news swapping one way or another. The Rosie and Rob garden was well up to their previous 30 gold medal or something like that Chelsea displays, and visitors who will be able to see it for the next fortnight have been asked to make a donation to the local hospice, so I wish them well with that. The staff at Hardy's Cottage Garden Plants must be so relieved not to have to make all those lorry journeys into London and work from 8 till 8 for the 6 days of the show, including the late May bank holiday. We'll miss Hardy's from the Great Pavilion, as we will Hillier's. I do worry about the future of this central London show, with so many specialist nurseries finding that they can trade online more successfully than undertaking the demanding job of building and staffing displays at the national shows. There are going to be so many changes in the next 12 months or so. Coping with the speed of change is pretty demanding, yeah. Travelling on, I went to see Patrick Fairweather at Bewley to catch up on some of his new plant introductions, and then a little further to Lymington and the giant pumpkin-growing Peyton Brothers. They have 6 plants already well established in a large glasshouse where border soil has been cultivated 4 spades depth. The lengths those two boys go to growing a pumpkin large enough to break the world record, they hope, is quite staggering. One of their latest advances apparently is biological control of mildew fungus. You know, if you use a fungicide to control fungus, it can just check the leaf growth somewhat. And finding a biological control, a natural control, means that your leaves on any of the cucurbits stay healthy much, much longer. Actually, just across the road from their nursery is the Otter Garden Centre, and I popped in there. Boy, there were some tempting and lovely plants. I find it difficult getting used to prices. I mean, they had some really nice, I would think, 15-litre pots with the cocktail series of dianthus at about $14.99. They had some really lovely, precious series roses. Boy, they're great roses, very healthy and repeat flowering. And again, at a price about £15, I think $14.99. And then I stumbled on a magnolia, and that was, I think, $235. That would have slowed me down a bit. But really, the range of plants that are on offer is really quite surprising. So what is the question of the week? Well, a lady called Pam, living locally here, emailed, and having tried at 2 local garden centres and the RHS, seeking a source of supply for the rose Ray of Sunshine. I think it may have been a gift for Ray. I hope he is a ray of sunshine. Anyhow, all her inquiries had drawn a blank, and I don't understand why, because a quick check through an annual booklet called Find That Rose gave me 2 suppliers, and I was able to send the email addresses and telephone numbers on to Pam, who has now replied to say that within a matter of days, she has a really nice plant of Ray of Sunshine. So if you're looking for a specific rose, and of course there are thousands of different kinds, then you need that little booklet, Find That Rose, and that will answer the job for you. I'm very pleased to welcome back to our podcast today Patrick Fairweather, who's down on the south coast, Hampshire. Patrick, how are things down in Hampshire today?
It's dry, Peter. We're busy, lots of customers. Everybody's looking forward to some warmer nights, I think. We're getting there, but there's a lack of growth this year.
There is indeed, but with the rain that we've had, things are really on the move now. My sweet peas, you can watch them almost shoot up the canes.
Yeah, how exciting.
But Patrick, you have exciting news on a quite remarkable ornamental onion, Allium. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, so this is an exciting new perennial variety called Lavender Bubbles. It's coming from an American breeder called Walter's Gardens, and they've been working on breeding hardy perennial alliums for some years now. The exciting thing about this is it's, you know, people love alliums and the look that they bring to a garden. But of course, being perennial, these are much easier for gardeners to look after.
Well, I have the plants that you sent me on trial, and the number of flowers coming up from a 3-litre pot is really quite remarkable. And I understand that it keeps flowering. I mean, it looks to me as if it would flower magnificently in May and June and then be burnt out.
No, I mean, this is what's special about it. In fact, the first flowers, which you can already see, as you say, the buds forming, are the least impressive. And in fact, the later in the summer it keeps flowering, the bigger the bloom gets. So it's got incredible flower power and so easy to grow. You know, it's because, of course, it's foliage, which is not edible, but it means that if you've got problems with deer or rabbits, it's perfect. But it's also a nice compact plant. So it's just as at home in a rockery, a herb garden, or the front of a herbaceous border, or if you haven't got a border, perfect in a pot.
And it will grow to what kind of height? And I mean, should I be de-blossoming my plants to extend them a bit, or do I just take everything that comes?
I think you take everything that comes. I mean, of course, being alliums, the spent flower heads are also very attractive. But, you know, if you do want to encourage repeat flowering, then probably it's not a bad thing to take some of the spent flowers off. But no, they will just keep coming and coming. And the other thing, which, of course, you know, like all alliums, they attract butterflies and bees. So they're great for wildlife.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Now, that's not the only new plant you're introducing to gardeners this year. I mean, you have quite a library of Agapanthus, and there's something new on that scene, isn't there?
Yeah, there is indeed. And in fact, this too heralds from America, from sunny California. But it's a very striking golden variegated Agapanthus called Neverland. And it's a sport of a very old established variety called Peter Pan, which you may remember has got a kind of pale blue flower. And so this sports lovely lilac buds that break out into sky blue flowers on short stems, about 40 centimetres. And each flower is pale blue with a darker stripe. And again, perfect for a small patio or garden.
Now, I understand that you hope to put these on show shortly. Normally, we would be meeting up at Chelsea last week and all excitement over all of those new plants submitted for Plant of the Year and things. But we're pretty well robbed of that, aren't we?
Well, we are, although obviously we've got our fingers crossed for the allium continuing to flower into September. But we're fortunate that the BBC Gardeners World team have come up with a couple of new shows, and one of them is coming to our own village of Bewley for the bank holiday weekend in May. So we're going to be launching these plants there, and from then on they should become more widely available, well, particularly online, but also in garden centres.
Patrick, I'm envious. I can't think ever that I've had a flower show, a national type flower show, where I could walk. You're being too generously treated. Presumably, the gardens at Bewley, from what I remember, are going to be fantastic with rhododendrons and azaleas and things.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, and they will also have, there's a very nice walled garden, so visitors who buy tickets for the show get access to the grounds of Palace House. And of course, you can go and look at a motor car as well at the same time. So an interesting mixture of gardening and classics.
Yeah. There's a family connection there, isn't there? Your father, I seem to remember, was pretty closely involved with rhododendrons and azaleas and things. Yeah.
Well, a real bonus, as you say, to have it on our doorstep. And nice also that, you know, it's one of the first shows opening up, of course. And I think there is a limit to the number of visitors, but I think the tickets are selling out quickly, but there are a few left for the weekend.
Oh, right. Now, Patrick, can we go back to agapanthus? Because so many people now are growing them, particularly in containers. Could you just take us through a few cultural tips, pieces of advice? I mean, I have two or three which are pretty pot full now. They've got two or three inches, you know, the leaf is just coming. Is it still time for me to put a spade through them?
I recommend that people do their splitting in spring, because it means that the plant is in active growth rather than in the autumn where they're going to sit cold and wet through a winter. So bearing in mind how late this spring is, I would say you could still do it now, indeed. You might lose a bit of flower because of the damage you're doing, but I mean, I think it's one of the greatest myths about agapanthus is that your plants have got to be literally climbing out of their pot. And in fact, whilst they don't like being over-potted and given too much soil, they are very hungry feeders and they love a lot of water as long as they don't sit in it. So they do need to have some compost in the pot from which they can draw their soil and food.
That's my experience too, in part why I'm asking the question. You know, I think they're better regularly potted from my experience. Mm. And a good dose of slow-release fertiliser at that sort of time.
Yeah.
So that we can really keep them going.
Absolutely. And anyone that's got plants that don't flower very freely, you know, the critical thing is don't give them manure and nitrogen, which will make them produce lush green growth. What they need is something to trigger the flower. So that's a high potash feed, as you would give to your hanging baskets or your tomatoes.
Now, if we could lead you on to those two specialisms, the allium and the agapanthus. You have a third new plant, I think, which is going to be put on display at Bewley. It's going to be launched at the Gardeners World Live Festival.
Indeed, and I'm pleased to say this one is a British bred plant, Peter. So it comes from a breeder actually in your part of the world, from John Tute at Westacre Gardens in Norfolk. And it's a pink-flowered form of the very well-known and much-grown Salvia caradonna, which you know, is a very hardy, fantastically reliable flowering sage that has spikes of beautiful dark purple flowers all summer. But this is a pink flowered form, and what makes it unique is that it's still got the dark purple stems that caradonna has, but in contrast the flowers are pink, and it's very, very striking.
And how hardy? I mean,
Tough as old boots, this, Peter, really. We've been growing it for a number of years now, testing it, and it's come through wet and cold winters. And I mean, in fact, I think this winter, although not that cold, because of the amount of wet and then how many successive cold nights we've had, has been as good a test as any.
Well, we've lost some of the newer Lake series of Salvia coming in from Holland.
Right.
They were fine up until about the end of February. But it was very wet and really quite warm. And then when it snowed and the temperature absolutely plummeted, those things on the edge of hardiness really didn't like that.
No, I think it's the and of course we've had some lovely warm days as well in advance of that cold weather,
yeah,
haven't we?
Yeah.
So it's been a tricky season for garden plants.
Well, if your newcomer, has been up there on the Norfolk side of the country. I tell you, we've had some east winds that have put the test to me, leave alone any salvia. Patrick, it's great to speak to you. I envy you those lovely young new shoots on trees at Bewley and the ericaceous plants flowering beneath them. I have my fingers crossed that you have one or two really lovely sunny days. Could be absolute heaven down there over the bank holiday.
Thank you, Peter. Well, we'll have to persuade you down this way sometime soon.
And the tailpiece? Well, Nick Goff was asked, what is the thing you discovered during lockdown that you will repeat? And he replied, to live in the moment, to take time to look. To really look. Very sensible advice. We are asking visitors to vote for their personal favourite among over 270 different pansy cultivars. You know, doing so makes them stop and look and think about the lovely flowers in such great variety of colours that we have. We're so lucky to be able to grow all these beautiful things and travel through the countryside, which is now so green. The trees, if you're driving through the lanes to get to Hyde Hall, where the oaks, the ashes and the beech meet above the road, it's spectacularly beautiful. So do take time to look. Hope to see you next week. Have a good gardening time.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
My thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Plants Limited of Pershaw in Worcestershire. To my producer, Rich Jarman, and of course to you for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.